16 and verse number 8. And I invite you, if you would, stand with me tonight out of respect for the reading of God's Word. One verse tonight, I'm going to have you read it in unison with me. And then we're going to talk about wounding whispers this evening. Proverbs 18 and verse number 8, read it in unison. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Wounding whispers. Father, have your will, have your way, I pray, in this time of preaching. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So I'll start the sermon off tonight by asking, did you guys see what Mr. Brown posted on TikTok this week? I mean, like, I know most of you guys didn't even know Mr. Brown had a TikTok, but if you didn't see it, let me tell you about it. Did you hear what the president did this week? Or, guys, we really need to pray for Eric. Let me tell you about it. You know, tonight, the idea and the issue, the problem of gossip is not just a problem for school kids. It's a problem for adults. See, the problem with gossip is it can feel exciting and be addictive because it provides short bursts of guilty pleasure. Gossip provides entertainment as we enjoy the stories of someone else's life. Gossip provides the prideful feeling that we know something that someone else does not. And gossip, though, often provides an avenue for our anger and bitterness to assassinate someone else's character from afar. None of us are immune from the sin of gossip. Amen? Amen? So, this is one of those sermons that I'll have to say at the beginning. If at any time you think I wrote this sermon about you, you would be wrong. I didn't write it about you. The Holy Spirit did. And so, listen up. Proverbs 18:8, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Some things to consider tonight very quickly. Number one, gossip can be hard to define, but it's easy for us to excuse. You know, no one place in the Bible necessarily provides us with a very thorough or comprehensive definition of gossip. But we can really form a solid understanding by the words and characteristics used to describe a gossip and the words used in association with it. In Proverbs 18:8, we find that gossiping is referred to talebearing, one who would spread negative information about another. In 2 Thessalonians 3, in verse number 11, we see another word. Paul says, "For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies." A busybody is a meddler, someone who thinks it's their job to watch over someone else's affairs. They always know what the neighbor's doing from their window. Proverbs 16 and verse 28, we see another word, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. Here we have a whisperer, highlights the hidden, sly, often clandestine passing of information from one to another. And then in Romans chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, we see in these verses a list of sins of unrighteousness. The last one listed in verse 29 is whisperers. The first one mentioned in verse number 30 is backbiters or slanderers. And a slanderer is one, or backbiter is one, who defames or tears down another. It's clear in the scripture that a gossiper is not something that Christians ought to be. Amen? So let's put together a definition. Gossip, then, is passing along privileged or untrue information about others to those who have no business knowing it. Gossip is passing along privileged or untrue information about others to those who have no business knowing it. So we know gossip is primarily talking about other people, especially when they are not around. So if you have to do the quick, It's probably gossip, amen? Now, gossip could be bad information, meaning lies about other people, slander. Gossip could just be bad news. Gossip could be good news if it's not your news. So gossip is gossip regardless of whether or not it's true. Think about it this way. One preacher said, while everything that is said must be true, meaning we must always speak truth, amen? While everything that is said must be true, not everything that is true must be said. So gossip is gossip, whether or not it's true. And gossip is gossip, regardless of whether or not it is bad. Gossip is information that is passed out of turn or out of a bad heart. Oh, but it's easy for us to excuse gossip because gossip is like a tasty morsel. Easter time, I love the Starburst jelly beans, amen. I have eaten several pounds of those in the last several weeks all by myself. My wife left a jug nearly full of them. When she returned early Monday morning, it was not nearly so full. Can I get a witness? But the thing about jelly beans, the thing about chips, is you can't eat just one. Oh, they taste so good. You don't even intend to eat that many. And then you look up and you've eaten way more than you intended. And gossip can often be easy to excuse because, hey, it's all in good fun and we're all just, it's not personal. It's like a tasty morsel to our flesh. It's easy to excuse because gossip is like a tasty morsel to our flesh. It's also easy to excuse because we are masters at justifying our need to tell or our need to hear. Well, I need to pray for them after all. So how do I know if it's gossip? Let me give you a couple of tests. How do I know if it's gossip? Number one, is it true? Is it true? It needs to be 100% true. Amen. Telling lies is always sin. And so as I test whether or not something is gossip, I have to ask, is it true? Secondly, I have to ask, is it mine? We are wonderful about spreading business that isn't ours. And just because it isn't bad, just because it is true, doesn't mean that it's our business to spread. And so I have to ask, number one, is it true? And if I don't know it's true, I need to not. I have to ask, number two, is it mine? Does this belong to me to share? Is this my news to share? And if it's not, then I shouldn't. Number three, I need to ask myself, is it helpful? Is it helpful? Is my communicating this information helpful? Is it going to provide help for somebody or is it going to build somebody up? Is it helpful? Number four, is it necessary? You say, preacher, what do you mean about that? Jesus taught us that we will give an account for every idle word that we speak. Matthew 12 in verse number 36, he made that very, very clear. That every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Is it true? Is it mine? Is it helpful? And is it necessary? And if the answer to any of those questions is no, it's probably gossip and you probably shouldn't. Gossip is hard to define sometimes, but it's easy for us to excuse, and we shouldn't. Gossip is passing privileged or untrue information about others to those who have no business knowing it. So now that we've seen what gossip is, we have to consider tonight what gossip does. Gossip is incredibly harmful. It's incredibly harmful. Gossip, number one, hurts the person spoken about. Proverbs 16 and verse number 28, we see a glimpse of this here. The words of a tale, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. Gossip hurts the person spoken about. Give you some things to consider tonight. Considering how it hurts the person spoken about, gossip solves nothing. Gossip resolves nothing. Gossip kills reputations. Gossip kills relationships. All gossip does is spread the stink. I think we do well to remember that words are a powerful thing. Proverbs 18:21 reminds us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Gossip hurts the person spoken about. I'll tell you this as well. Gossip hurts the person spoken to. We have a warning in Scripture in Proverbs 20 and verse number 19. In Proverbs 20:19, the Bible says, "He that go about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." We have a warning here that we are not to be the one who listens to the gossiper, the one who tattles with his lips. Why does gossip hurt the person spoken to? Because it engages their flesh. It spreads to them the poison of lips and corrupt communication. It spreads sin into their lives. It corrupts their character. Evil communications corrupt good manners. And the problem is, what you permit, you at least passively promote. And so when you allow gossip to take place, you are allowing gossip to take place. And so gossip hurts the person spoken about. Gossip hurts the person spoken to. Gossip hurts the person who speaks it. You know, our tongues have a lot to say about who we really are. In James chapter 1, in verse number 26, the Bible says this: "If any among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his..." What is it, church? "And bridleth not his..." "He deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain." You see, gossip hurts the person who speaks it. Because it is evident that we are not being led by the Spirit. We are being led by the flesh. When you gossip, you are sinning. And here's the thing. When you gossip, you're not just ruining their reputation. You're ruining your reputation. You're not just ruining their relationships, you're ruining your relationships. Gossip is the exact opposite of how Jesus taught us to handle problems. In Matthew 18 and verse number 15, we find the words of Jesus. Matthew 18 and verse 15, we'll go there. Jesus said this. We'll let David get it on the screen for us. Matthew 18, 15. We can all turn there as well. Amen. Amen. "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault." Read this next part with me. "Between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained a brother." And so when we have an issue, where do we start? Do we start by posting it on Facebook? Woo-hoo. Do we start by offering it as a prayer request in the Bible study? Now, what do we do? If we have a problem, Jesus said, "Go and tell him his fault between thee and him." What's that word? Alone. You see, gossip, it hurts the person who speaks it because it is the exact opposite of how Jesus taught us to handle our issues. So if it hurts the one spoken about, and it hurts the one spoken to, and it hurts the one who spoke it, what can we kind of summarize then, church? That gossip hurts everyone. You see, corrupt communication of the tongue is like a poison or like a fire. Proverbs 26 and verse number 20, we see a glimpse of this. Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. It's fuel for the fire. It's like dumping gasoline. You know, people plus personalities are going to equal problems. Because I bring my nature and you bring your nature. And let's be honest, we both got problems. And then we rub shoulders and we got friction. But what a talebearer does is he takes that friction and he pours gasoline on a fire. And the problem is when we play with fire, especially with our tongues, we easily lose control. James likened this in James 3, verses 5 and 6. He said, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is our tongue among our members. Look what it says. And it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. You see, our tongue, controlled by our flesh, spreads the poison and the fire of hell. And here's the thing. You get wildfires out there. You know, you might be able to control where you light the match. But brother, very quickly, you can lose control. And then you have no control where it goes. You have no control what it ends up burning to the ground. Gossip hurts everyone. And the fire of gossip can very easily and often does take on a life of its own. And when it does, there is no putting it back the way that it was. So as we consider tonight wounding whispers, we saw, number one, that gossip can be hard to define, but easy for us to excuse why we do it. We saw, secondly, tonight that gossip is incredibly harmful. Let me give you one more thought tonight. Simply this. Gossip can be halted, and the gossiper can be helped. You know, some people think, well, this is just the way I am. No, it ought to be the way you used to be before you met Jesus. Because Jesus changes everything. Amen. And we'll get to that here in just a minute. But gossip really has no place among God's people. So how do we stop it? Number one, guard your mouth. Guard your mouth. That's the polite preacher way of saying just shut it. But the Holy Spirit said it much better than I did in Psalm 141 in verse number 3. There the psalmist said, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Boy, that'd be a good one for us to commit to memory, amen? That'd be a good one for us to hang on the dash of the car. That'd be a good one for us to set on the desk when we get to work. That'd be a good one for us to hang above our kitchen tables, amen? Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Lord, guard my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Gossip can be halted and the gossiper can be helped. Guard your mouth. Why do I start here? Because you can't control others, but you can absolutely control yourself. Ephesians 4:29 reminds us the standard for us as Spirit-filled Christians to let no corrupt communication, no garbage talk proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. That is the standard for the follower of Christ. No garbage talk. The only thing that's going to come out of these lips is going to be that which is good to build up others around me. Amen. Guard your mouth. You can't control others, but you can absolutely control yourself. And I have found that if I control me, many of my problems go away. You say, well, preacher, that's just not who I am. I speak my mind. That's who I am. Well, the Bible says, then you're a fool. Proverbs 29:11 says this. Read it with me. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards. Guard your mouth. Before you say it, uncover your motivation. Ask, in addition to all of the questions from point number one, is it true? Is it mine? Is it helpful? That's edifying, right? Is it mine? Is it helpful? Is it necessary? Ask yourself, why do I feel the need to tell this? Guard your mouth. Uncover your motivation. And when in doubt, don't. Just don't. Gossip can be halted and the gossiper can be helped. Number one, guard your mouth. Number two, guard your ears. Proverbs 20:19 again reminds us, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, so we ought to meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. In other words, we ought to have boundaries, and we ought not allow gossipers to have free access to us. Ask the person. You know, we asked ourselves, why do I feel the need to tell this? Ask the person, why are you telling me this? You know, very often you can stop the gossip in its tracks by saying, you know what? Let's just go ahead and bring the other person into the conversation. You know, if there's a problem, we need reconciliation. Amen? If there's a problem, then we need prayer. Amen? Well, if we should pray for him, let's just go get him and tell him what we're going to pray for him about. Very often, you can stop the gossip by offering to bring the other person into the conversation. Refuse to be a part. Guard your mouth. Guard your ears. Guard your heart. Amen. Luke 6:45. We read this. We studied this past Sunday morning. A good man, Jesus said, amen, out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. In other words, if there's gossiping garbage coming out of my mouth, it's because there's gossiping garbage in my heart. And so, yes, guard your mouth, and yes, guard your ears. But what a beautiful thing that the Lord has given us. We can cut it off at the source, amen? And we can guard our hearts. Just don't let it in.
Amen.
You know, if we are spirit-filled, that doesn't leave any room for gossip. You can overcome the sin of gossip. And I'm going to tell you tonight, if you've struggled with gossip, and by the way, we have all struggled with gossip. If you have struggled with the sin of gossip, acknowledge it, repent of it, and you will find that in repenting and submitting yourself to the Lord, that you can live a spirit-filled and empowered life.
Amen.
Galatians 5, verse 16, Paul gives us the answer. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Guard your mouth. Guard your ears. Guard your heart. I'm going to leave you with this last thought. You know, gossip so often is like that tasty morsel. It's that thing. It's just that tinge of guilty pleasure. It's that excitement of living off of someone else's life. It's the pride in knowing that I know what you don't know. It's the opportunity for me to get even. But boy, when I step back as a Christian, and when I remember the task that I have been given to represent and spread the good news of Jesus, guess what? I don't have time for your news anymore. Really doesn't leave me with any time to gossip and spread your news. Gossip, passing privileged or untrue information about others to those who have no business knowing it. Refuse to be a part, amen. If you're a part of it, repent.
Yes.
Confess. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And use our words to edify, to build up, to minister grace
Amen.
To those around us.
Amen.
Father, we love You.